Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Serious question, no joke. Who is running the White House? Yeah. You got to ask.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, who is actually in charge? Who is the president? Because two things have happened in the last couple of days that ought to make us question everything. And they would if Trump was still in office. In the first one, and this is clearly what's going on here. There is a group that is in control of the White House. I don't know specifically who they are. I've got some guesses. And they seem to have the right and the ability to overrule Joe Biden. Well, there was actually three examples of this. I played the audio of the first one, Lee, weeks ago, where Biden's signing an executive order and he wants to know, what does it say? I don't know what I'm signing, he says.
Just sign it.
And the person says, just sign it. And he does.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I look at that and we're like, wow. But you know who else is looking at it? All seriousness, our enemies.
Yes.
Our enemies, like the Houthis, terrorist group that is now returned to launching missiles in Saudi Arabia. They're watching this and going, wow, no, there is nobody driving the boat. We got the Iranians challenging us now. They're like, wow, that guy's a puppet. And he is not in control. He clearly answers to somebody. It is weird. The second one happened. I pointed it out yesterday. Biden, in one of the rare on-mic moments that they allow him unsupervised, said, yeah, vaccine, I'm told, yeah, no, oh, he said, yeah, I'll send vaccines down to Mexico. Well, that's a major faux pas, right? Americans haven't all been vaccinated. Yeah. You can't send, and so, you know what happens? Jen Psaki goes out, Psaki goes out and says, no, that's not happening. Just Joe, Jen? Or you just tell Joe? How's it work? That'd be the question I'd have. Did you just overrule the president of the United States? Is he actually in control? Because he doesn't look like he's in control. Yeah. And now, Lee, did you see what they did yesterday? There's a press conference with the Democrat leaders. It's Nancy Pelosi and all these people. They're all up there, right? And Joe, who, as we all know, is a disaster on the microphone and has been for years. I mean, he had to drop out of his first presidential race in shame without winning a single electoral vote because of his compulsive lies, his flubs, and he's just generally off, okay? And we've documented the ways here, and they know it, right? So they got to figure out how to keep the guy off the microphone. Did you see what the White House did to him?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Pulled the plug.
They cut his microphone after he said, I'm happy to take questions. This is freaky. Well, you should look this up.
Did you see what he said after that, too, before they cut the mic off?
Yeah, I'll play what I have. There's something else I missed. Here we go. And you'll hear the silence. And I can't show you video because this is radio, so I have to describe it. He offers to take questions, and then there's silence at the end because they shut off his mic. And this is a live video feed on whitehouse.gov, right, where they put these press conferences. And then they just fade really quickly to a graphic that says this press conference is over. Listen to this.
Thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
You hear the silence? Well, what you can't see is they throw the graphic up real quick. Press conference over! And then it ends.
That and what he ended it with, is that what I'm supposed to do, Nance? Referring to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Who was there?
When does the president ask permission to do stuff?
When does the
mother?
When does the president ask permission of the speaker to speak? When Joe Biden's president, that's when.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know what this meant, right? There's the Nancy aspect of it, but I guarantee Nancy wasn't operating the WhiteHouse.gov feed.
She's still hopped up on that expensive ice cream anyway.
I know. Well, yeah, she is. But here's the thing. Somebody was. Somebody knew to shut him down. Look, if he starts talking, yeah. He wants to touch, just shut him down. He's not running this presidency. He is absolutely not running it. And if you want to hear why, this sort of thing is not allowed to be spoken by American media figure. But you got to go to Australia to find out actually why. This is one of their anchors explaining.
Never before has the leader of the free world been so cognitively compromised. It's clear, to me at the least, that US President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do.
They can say it out loud in other countries. Even Fox News wouldn't dare to do that. The beatdown would be horrendous.
Well, and pair this also with the fact that the vice president is the one that's been taking calls from foreign leaders.
Yep.
Now, what happens when a new administration comes in? The new administration, the leader of the free world, as that Australian commentator was just talking about, takes visits and phone calls and maybe even Zoom meetings these days from international leaders. From the powerful leaders of other countries that are influencers and you know, have an impact on American foreign and domestic policy.
And you're right. You know what they always do? The joint press conference. Mm-hmm. We've seen Trump do this with many leaders, Merkel, yeah. Putin, all yeah. of them. If they're not going to let Joe Biden take questions and they cut the White House feed so he can't. Are we going to do joint press conferences? Is that even possible? Because they can't control him once he gets away from them on that microphone. They can't cut it off.
If Trump had ever done that, the White House press corps would have walked out in protest.
And if somebody had cut Trump off and somebody seemed to have power over him, can you imagine the conspiracy theories?
Well, I mean, I outlined what the conspiracy theories about George W. Bush and Dick Cheney during that administration. That very same situation was always there, that Vice President Cheney was the real one pulling the strings there. He was the one controlling everything. He's the elder statesman. He's the Darth Vader. He's the one that's in control of everything, that Bush is just a puppet. That whole line, yeah. That whole narrative, I remember it throughout the entire Bush administration, George W. Bush administration.
Yeah, and that he was a puppet. He wasn't very smart, couldn't do it on his own, needed help. And that he was controlled. Well, you're watching control right now. I mean, that is astonishing to watch the White House feed cut when he says he'll take questions. But you got to do that because, my God, what if somebody asked him about the genocide in China again?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the single most stunning thing I've ever seen from a Democrat politician, period, end of memo.
Maybe they should ask him if he remembers getting the vaccine before he was inaugurated now and that there was vaccine before the Biden administration came into power. Maybe he remembers that now. Maybe we can circle back and ask that.
Well, you know what this shows you? The Democrats know how bad this is.
Yeah, they do.
They know.
Yeah.
They've got internal polling, and they are reacting to it. And Americans know, too.
Well, I'm...
Or they're afraid that they will figure it out.
This seems to me like, and I've seen, I think Newt Gingrich is the one saying this, that the Democrats are doing a lot of things they're doing now. The voting rights thing that they just got passed through the House, which will not pass the Senate, and some of the other issues that they're jamming through there now. They're trying to get everything they can right now. Because they're afraid they may lose the House, which is a possibility. I ain't going to count on it, believe me. But it's a possibility. But I'm wondering if that's not so they can go ahead and get this through when they remove Joe from power and install Harris as president.
Yeah, I think Joe will sign anything they put in front of him.
Well, that's
obvious.
I mean, Joe
proved that to us again with the executive order. He's signing and he doesn't even know what he's signing. You know what that tells me? He hasn't even read it.
No.
I'm not even sure the extent to which Joe knows what he's done.
Yeah. And we really have very little evidence to support that there's any recognition of what's going on to begin with.
I mean, when someone says to the president, asks, what am I signing? And someone says, just sign it. Yeah. And he does.
Right. The president of the United States, whose signature will put an ordinance into law.
Yep.
And what am I signing? Doesn't matter. Just sign it. And he signs it.
Let's look at something else that's going on, because I've been all over this on the Battleground podcast where I go more into depth. You can get that by texting Battleground to 71307. There is a thing going on right now. It is a big freaking deal, and people need to understand this. And that is that investment is shifting. Not all of it. Not even most of it. but a significant amount, a historical amount we've never seen before. Investment is shifting from the U.S. to China. Mm-hmm. And when you look at why investors do that, it is one reason only: stability. China is seen as a more stable economy right now, a more stable place with consistency. We might not like the consistency. It's a brutal authoritarian regime, but it is highly organized and extremely dependable. And I've made a huge deal with this. Forbes highlighted it. For the first time, in foreign investment in China passed foreign investment in America. And I've been detailing this on the Battleground podcast. What does that mean? If that continues, Lee, our currency will collapse.
And that's going to be tremendous inflation like you've never seen
this before. This is why you're seeing the beginning of inflation. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's not just that. I want to be clear on that, because people who understand monetary policy will correct me. I'm not saying that part of it is because we've got these fuel prices going up, so the price of everything that gets delivered on a truck goes up too. That's totally going on too. But one of the reasons you're seeing this inflation is because that investment is shifting to China. What does that mean? Our dollar loses power as a reserve currency. It's worth less because it's valued less because there's less demand for it. And so the second that China's GDP passes ours, that's the size of its economy. China says it's going to be by 25. Daily Mail yesterday said it'll be by 28. The second that happens, our dollar begins to deflate like a balloon. And that is the goal. That is why China has spent so much time and money controlling everybody in the White House right now. That's why. To make sure they do nothing to stop it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.